But whoever wants to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you shall be the slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Mark 10:43-45. This week we continue the series titled Burning in Spirit, Serving the Lord, with speaking from brothers Tim C., Steve Watts, and Minoru Chen. This meeting was held during the 2014 International Thanksgiving Day Conference in San Antonio, Texas. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
But that's not good enough. If we're going to really excel in the Christian life, there's a third dimension. And what do you think that is? Some of you spoke about it. So if this were three-dimensional, this line were coming out this way, I'll just draw it like this. What would we put here? What? Gospel, good. So this is toward a group, Father, Son, Spirit. This is toward each other, the body. These ones are the unbelievers. Another group of people, or you could say new ones, or young ones, or ones that are dormant. But particularly this group right here. Do we have somebody that we're caring for? This is a real key in the Christian life, to experience the Lord. In a richer way, we have to have the outflow and the care of others. Why do you think the Apostle Paul was so rich and so full? He had so many spiritual children. He cared for the churches. He was just wrapped up with bringing God's economy to man. So he was fully in the dispensing of the triune God and the outflow of the triune God. So as we go on with the body, with the Lord, this is increasing function too. The more you're with the Lord, the more you want to reach out to others, because that's the Lord's heart. He cares for the unbelieving. He cares for the newer ones, the younger ones, the younger saints. There's a college student, some of you mentioned. There's high schoolers, there's junior hires. Just picking up one of these will impact their life tremendously. Amen. Or a dormant one. And that will... If you water, you'll be watered. You'll experience the Lord in a rich way. And actually, if I could draw a line out this way, as you're with the Lord more and you're with the body more, also you're more, have more feeling toward others, to care for them. So I've just put the word down here. You got the word, you got a companion, and I'm just going to put the word a person. Is there somebody that you have a heart for and you care for, you pray for, you're concerned with? And this is in the context of your companion. It's not by yourself. You have the Lord, you have your companion, several, two or three, and then you have others. So you have the Lord, then you have each other, and if you could get those other three fingers out there, you have some babies, some little ones. Maybe three, one at a time. I know, try it. The Lord, the body, my companion, and someone younger, newer than me. That's our fruit. Now, I'm not teaching your hand sign. We're not a gang. You know, gangs have their hand signs. But maybe that'll help you remember. Three-dimensional compass. Who's first?
Lord.
The Lord. Then? A body, a companion, and then from that there'll be the reproducing for the Lord's interest. And we're actually very burdened about these matters with the college age. We're trying to change our culture with the group right below you, that they are not just receivers, but they're givers. Many of you grew up in the church, and you and your children's work, you little toddler there, sixth grader, and you were receiving. It's always toward you, dispensing, taking care of you. Some were taking care of you. Then you grew a little bigger in junior high. You had truth school, Bible camp, conferences, more dispensing toward you. Then you got a little bigger in high school, conferences, more dispensing. Then you went to college and more dispensing into you. Many of you are on campuses where there are teams and they just poured Christ into you. Now you left the college scene and you're into the next stages of life. This arrow, at some point, has got to turn around. We have to have a U-turn somewhere. Hopefully, we can work on this in the college level, where you're not just a receiver, but you're a giver. This flow is not just one-directional into you, but you are giving to someone else. You taste fruit-bearing. You have the taste of dispensing life. Come up here, Richie. I'm looking at you. Here's a grad student. Richie is there at UT. He's got one more year. And this guy, we've been taking care of him, feeding him, feeding him, feeding him, and now he's got a baby. And what happened to your baby about 2 days ago?
He got baptized on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, this little freshman, and now you see this is a papa here, a happy papa. And so now Richie, not just with Ronnie, but now he's tasted fruit bearing. And I don't think Richie will ever be the same.
Amen.
Right? I mean, this guy, he's got it's the whole package, you know. He's got everything going for him, but he's touched fruit bearing now. And so guess what's in him? Others. So he's taken the Lord, and he's in the body. And so this little realm right here is his compass. Okay? And outside of this realm, this right here, saints, is eternally transferable. It transfers into eternity. I spell it right? Transferable. It transfers into eternity. You take care of the Lord and the members of the body and you bear fruit, then it all goes in the next age. Richie will get his degree, MPA and master's in accounting. And when you get a degree, Richie, what are you getting a degree for? Just talking secular here.
To get a job.
And why you want a job?
Make money.
To make money. Yeah, he's going to make some money, no doubt, coming out of UT and PA program. Nice check there. Okay, what do you want money for?
Support a family.
A family. So what does that mean? You have to have a
house.
A house? Okay, he's going to get a house. And you're going to live in that house by yourself?
A wife.
And when you get a wife, probably what's going to happen next?
Kids.
I don't know how many, but they'll be there. The Lord willing, children. And on. You have to have cars, and it just starts to amass all these things. Well, this will not go into the eternity. No matter what your GPA is, your job, there won't be Ernst & Young. The dollars, we know that they're not going to transfer. The house, not going to make it. Now, your wife, if you pick a sister, if the Lord gives you a sister, she'll be there.
Amen.
As your companion.
Amen.
And your children, if you lead them to the Lord and they're your fruit, then they'll make it. But that's about it. The ones that we are companions with and the ones we lead to the Lord, they'll be eternal tabernacle. We'll be welcomed in the eternal tabernacle, and they'll be there receiving us. But these other things, yes, we need them. but they're not going to make it to the next age. So we need a compass. This compass is set to lead us in the right direction, to guide us through this age so we don't lose sight of who we are and what we're doing and where we're going. Thank you.
Amen.
Good. So that is all the time I have. May the Lord keep us in this way, and we have the Lord. Here, help me out. The Lord, the body, and fruit. Yeah, that's our compass. And it can be applied throughout all your life. And the compass has a needle in it, and it always points to the north. No matter where you are on the earth, the magnetic field, it's always spot on north. This compass will always lead you in the right direction. You always find your way. You reach out to your companions, you reach out to the Lord, and you're taking care of somebody. There's many needs. Y'all have loaded with Christ. You have a lot, there's a lot of people that need your portion, whether they're unbelieving, they're newer ones, or younger ones. So praise the Lord. He's given us everything we need.
Okay, praise the Lord, saints. I really enjoy this three-dimensional and three-directional diagram. Because where are we in this? Where are you in this diagram? You are right here. And I would like to add an additional arrow, Tim, if you don't mind. This arrow is going this way, but then this arrow goes this way. That means that the resurrected and ascended Christ is in you. That is your capital. That is your energy. That is what you need to live this kind of life. And in that first message on resurrection, do you remember the resurrection life is first of all the life sap from John 15. And what is that sap doing? Is it sitting there? It's flowing. So the life sap is flowing and the branches are growing. But that's not all the resurrection life is. What was the other aspect of resurrection life? Fire. This verse was brand new to me this weekend, where the Lord said, I have come to cast fire upon the earth. And I wish that it were already kindled. Guess what? He went to the cross. He went through the baptism of the cross, the death. And then he came into resurrection. And when he did, the fire was kindled. What you have in you is the fire. The fire is just the triune God in you burning. That's why in Romans chapter 12, the Apostle Paul said, what do we need? What kind of virtues do we need to live the body life? In chapter 12. Primarily, we need to love one another. Then he said, burning in spirit. Burning. Do you need to become burning? No, you are burning. You have the fire in your spirit. But what is the result of this burning fire in you? What's the next phrase? Serving. Burning in spirit, serving the Lord as a slave. This needs to be our vision for our church life, our adult church life. We're not here to be served. He said, the Son of Man has not come to be served, but to serve. Do you think the Lord has come in you so that you could be served? He's come in you, into you as fire so that you could be serving the Lord as a slave. That means no more self. No more self-pity. No more self-introspection. No more self, period. Are you going to put things above the Lord? All these things he mentioned here? Are you going to put your job above the Lord? Not if you're a slave. Your house, even your wife and your children. Later in that same section in Luke chapter 12, he said, you can't follow me if you're not willing to give up everything else. That is His calling to us. And it doesn't start when you're an adult. It starts in the first day that you get born again. You're not too young to serve the Lord. You're not too immature, inexperienced. But it begins the minute the fire gets put into your being. And that is the fire that's in our human spirit. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. I'm just so burdened that we, as we're maturing and growing and all these things are added, you know, thing upon thing, layer upon layer, that we would keep our vision clear. That we are here for one thing. And that is to serve the Lord as a slave. And what we have in us is the way, the capital, the Lord, the Spirit within us to carry out all of these things. So the brothers asked me to share that briefly, and I'm going to hand this back over to Minoru.
Well, I don't know what to say. I told the brothers I'm not very clear what to say in a meeting like this. The age is from 25 to something. And that is always the range, age range, is always a mystery to me. So-called young adults. I mean, really, come on. I would like to, everywhere I go now, meeting with a group like this, number one, I want to get rid of the word young because it does a trick on you. Because when you keep thinking you're young, then you act young. But when you don't think you're young, you won't act young. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. So that is one. So you're not a young adult. You are an adult. Now, a young adult is an 18-year-old. But you're not. You're not a young adult anymore. You're an adult. And the other thing is, to use Brother Lee's term for a group like this, he didn't use the word young adult or adult, for that matter. He used the word just working saints. Well, there's some of you who are full-time serving the Lord. You're part of the working saints. You're also working in some fashion. And many of you who are not serving full-time in that way, you obviously are a working saint. Well, what's my point? My point is that you're of age, that you are not a sideshow of young brothers and sisters. Every year that goes by in the Lord's recovery, the older ones, those 50 and up, I'm in that category, are getting older by the day. And this group that now, years ago were young, now are in their 40s. They're people that I used to serve and help as college age, that I did, my wife and I did, today are in their 40s or early 40s. Pushing to 50. So time just keep flowing by, and one generation after next just keep coming up. So I just like to put within you this this thought, this burden, that you are not young anymore. You are not young anymore. You are a grown person by physical age, by psychological age, and I would say, even by spiritual age. Now, I know we all feel that we're not that grown, we're not that mature, we're not that spiritual, That's true. But that is a relative thing, isn't it? It's a relative thing. Compare you to someone who just got saved yesterday, who just got baptized 2 weeks ago. You are a very mature man. You know, you're a very mature, advanced person. So it's relative. I just am, I have a sense of urgency within me. So everywhere I go, I say, brother, I say, sister, it's your turn. It's time for you to rise up in the church life. It's time for you not to consider yourself as some kind of subset over here of young adults, you know, like they are, they're still young, let's keep them over here, they're the young adults, they go to Living to Him websites, they're still young. You know what I'm saying? I feel that is not healthy. Now, I don't mean you shouldn't have Living to Him website, I don't mean you shouldn't have meetings like this, because they keep coming up, the younger generation. I realize that. But so many of you, you know what, by age, you should be bearing the prime burden of the Lord's recovery right now. Not tomorrow, not next year, but right now. You say, I'm only 25. Well, many of us can testify that at age 25, that's when we came into that function. For me, by age 25, I have been in the Lord's recovery for 7 years or 8 years already. All right? And I was still in the... I've just gotten my master's degree. I was working. But the sense within me is that I am not a young person anymore. I am a grown-up, and I am ready to bear the burden of this family, this church family of mine. And I thought that way, and I acted that way, and I was that way.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.